Baskin. I knew I was going to do it at least once. I'm Andy Baskin filling in. How's that sound?
That's a fine.
I almost did a Baskin and Phelps there. I mean, that's how I open the mic for every segment.
You know what it is?
So
it's the coffee. How is that coffee, by the way?
It's okay. It's not great. It's just kind of is. Kind of is. How's your coffee this morning as you drive around Northeast Ohio? Am I supposed to say the time all the time?
I'm gonna do time and temp. Let's go.
Hey, Northeast Ohio. It's great. It's Friday. It's almost here. Hey, we got big AFC and NFC matchups coming up on Sunday. So we're going to talk about that. 6:43 in the morning.
Give me that real feel.
All I know is it's cold weather over here.
A little snowy out there. Be careful on the roads.
18 degrees is the current temperature out there. 3% chance of snow, I think. I hit a squall coming in today.
So did I.
Those are the most annoying things at all. I'd sit there. I used to sit and watch Mark Johnson, prepare weather all the time. And I'd sit there, especially when we had breaking weather and stuff. I'd love going back there and trying to help him out and, if you ever need anything. And so... But he'd always say, "Where squalls persist." I'm like, "Come on, man!" And then all of a sudden, this morning, I'm driving, everything's perfect, and then whoosh comes right in, and you're like, "Oh, this sucks." And then all of a sudden, you're sliding and then I got jerks on my nothing drives me crazier than when you're trying to navigate the road. You know the road's a little bit slippery, even if you have good tires, and there's always one who's riding you like crazy. And I'm like, if I have to stop and this guy can't stop, I'm going to end up eating. My back end of my car is going to get, it's his fault, or her fault. It just drives me nuts. I don't know.
Just be careful out there.
Thank you. That is our traffic.
That's our traffic and weather together on the 10th.
We do have traffic advice, and today's advice is be careful out there.
Thank you.
I love it.
Yesterday's stuff, no one expected it. I don't remember anybody talking about crazy weather last night.
We're actually having a winter this year. For the first time in years, I have shoveled, I think, more in the last month than I have the previous four winters combined.
Are you talking about the podcast or are you talking about your...
Well, that's a different kind of shoveling there, Baskin.
We know. We know. What were you saying? I'm sorry. I don't like cutting you off. I like when you have things to say.
I'm reading something now. I know it snowed more. Well, you guys live further south than I live right on the lake, essentially, on the west side.
Okay.
And it has snowed more than it has in recent years, but I came back from Parma Sunday evening, and it took me an hour and a half to get to I-90, and then I got to 90.
It has snowed so much that I am considering investing in a snowblower at this point.
But you're going to dome your house? Is that what you're going to do?
Well, I...
Daryl is our dome authority.
He is the dome authority. He's been killing it.
I don't know.
The first day we went on, the first day we started doing the podcast, we started talking about that. How many years have we been doing that?
I've lost track, but I've been on the build the dome bandwagon for about a decade now.
Yeah, Jeff and I were there too. I mean, we were just like, and it's not even about the dome. I don't even care.
I've been on the sue Daryl for his dome trend for at least a year now.
Sue me?
Yeah.
For what?
No, you can't build your own dome.
Oh, well, I can't. The reason I can't build my own dome is I can't afford it.
It's true.
It's a little pricey
these
days.
Cleveland proper, though.
Yeah.
You can go retractable.
I'm not sure I could get that through the housing department of the city of Cleveland.
Let's just put a little retractable over your house.
Doming my... retractable's extra, Baskin. Come on.
I don't know. I've always been in favor of the retractable. I do want the Browns to play outside. I'm not a fool. I like it. I like the home field advantage. You know what?
Please explain to me the home field advantage they've had for the last 26 years.
When I go back and I think about all of those times, whether it was my father taking me to the stadium since 1999 or me taking the kids, and I'll never forget
that one
day.
To watch all those losses.
That one day we packed lunch and we went down for that playoff game. And
wait a minute, there's been a playoff game here?
And that playoff game.
In what universe has this happened?
And that playoff game.
You can't deny.
Are we in the Baskin multiverse right now? Are you ripping off
Marvel? There's no history in that building. None. Zero. Zilch.
It's all pain. It's a great ashtray of misery.
I'm very pro-dome. You can't deny how cool that game was, though, against the Steelers on Thursday night.
I'm not denying it. Look, I'm not against outdoor. I'm we sit here and it's not. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face, man. It's not about... playing indoors. Like, I'd rather have them play outdoors. It's about having a building that you can use more than 15 times a year. Listen, I don't care where it is.
If you're going to watch the Browns lose, at least do it in the comfort of a roof. Like, 70 degrees and, you know, you're not freezing your you-know-what off. That's what I'm about.
This coffee's getting better as the morning keeps going on. All right, Donovan Mitchell's an all-star, my friend. This is hard turn, sorry. This is what I call Phelps' hard turn. Hey, Donovan Mitchell's an all-star. Let's talk a little bit more about that. Finished second among the NBA guards in the fan vote, just behind Jalen Brunson. Are we mad that he wasn't number one? That he
are we supposed to be? Should I feign my outrage right now that he was not number one?
Yeah, give me some fake outrage over this whole thing.
NBA fans don't know what they're doing. How could you not vote Donovan Mitchell number one?
Here's the problem. You didn't vote on the triple vote days.
Right.
If you would have voted on the triple vote days, like a Chicago election when your vote counts times three rather than times one. Why are you looking at me so cross?
I caught what you slipped in there.
I was just making sure you knew what I was saying. Darius Garland, eighth among guards. Evan Mobley, sixth among front court players. Jared Allen, ninth. The All-Star Reserve players will be announced on January 30th.
Mobley and Allen got to get in.
That is the same night Garland that the too. Cavs host Atlanta. That game is on TNT. TNT.
I'll be outraged if the Cavs don't have four All-Stars. That's what I'm saving my outrage for.
Really?
Because something tells me a Cavalier is going to get snubbed.
Can they have one on each team?
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's four of these dumb teams now, aren't there?
No, three. Because three. One's rising star. Well,
is
yeah,
Evan
no one's
still
first...
a rising
star? No, he's been in the league too long.
Yeah.
He got his second contract from the Cavs. He's ineligible. I'm pretty sure you're no longer a rising star when you get a second contract worth like $200 million.
That's your star.
Pretty much you've arrived.
Great. Yes. I don't know. I like the All-Star game. I think it's kind of where they're this year. The Bay Area is where they're playing this year. When it's here, like when they played All-Star games here, I've always thought it was kind of fun. You want to be a part of it. You have all this hoopla and stuff going on here in town. But I don't, if you're not there, does anyone really care? Does anyone really care?
Look, the All-Star event in Cleveland was great. I think it helped because they did the top the 75 players.
They had done 50 and 75 in
here
in Cleveland.
Right? Yeah. So I think that made it really, really cool. But, like, All-Star games aren't what they used to be, and that's
we complain about all of them, though. I mean, let's face it.
Because
sit here, we complain
the competition isn't that good. The baseball All-Star game is the best of them by default because you...
Because it can't end in a tie.
Well, no, you can't really
dial it back
in baseball, right?
No, you got to play the game.
Pitchers can dial maybe the velocity back a little bit.
You can
groove
a pitch, everyone.
Yeah, but you can't really dial it back in baseball the way you see them do with the Pro Bowl. That's why they got rid of the Pro Bowl and turned it into flag football and an obstacle course and dodgeball and whatever else they're going to do that hopefully Miles Garrett doesn't break his foot.
Breaks his foot, yeah.
Yeah. Playing dodgeball, right? Wasn't that dodgeball he was playing?
No, he was doing the gauntlet.
He was doing the obstacle course.
Oh, is that what it was? It was
the obstacle course gauntlet thing, yeah.
Jump over a wall or something and broke his toe.
And they're in Orlando, too. Like, I don't know. I'd rather be in Hawaii, wouldn't you?
Of course. That was the whole deal of getting to the Pro Bowl was you get to take your family to Hawaii. Now you don't even get that.
Now you get to take them to snowy Florida.
Yeah, how cold is it down there today? How about Houston, man? They couldn't land planes.
How about New Orleans? Got a foot of snow in the first quarter.
Did you guys see the guy ice skating? With it, he hit a stick and a puck. He was out about New Orleans. That was awesome. Surprised he didn't get mugged like everyone else does when they go down. Oh, did I say that? Last time we were in New Orleans, my wife, the purse snatcher, tried to grab her purse. She's tough, man. I would not mess with my wife.
Reckless speculation.
That is not reckless speculation. I was right there.
Covered. That is, you Baskins can do whatever you Baskins do.
Yes.
Just to cover me legally.
Okay. Well, I will say that someone tried to, there were some people that tried to snatch her purse while she was down there. It was crazy. Have you ever had that? Have you ever been in that situation?
I've never had a purse to be snatched, so sorry. No.
How about your purse?
No.
Anyone try to grab your purse?
But I do keep my wallet in my front pockets.
I went there for the Sugar Bowl in 04.
It's a fun place. I will say that.
I don't remember a single second of it.
We were there.
And you know what? That means you did the Sugar Bowl correctly.
I had an amazing time.
We were there for my nephew's. I don't know how I got to this thing. We were there for my nephew's wedding. I am really off the rails on the show, by the way, in case you're trying to follow along.
It's the coffee.
Is it? Is that what you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. So we were down there, but so we had that happen all within 1 week. And then I had a rental car, and the rental car was parked on the just on a street. We were north in town. There's some really, really cool old houses there in New Orleans. And somebody, like, swiped off the mirror. But they left a note, and I give them credit for it. So they left a note. They left their insurance. They said, call me, and we took care of everything. It was great. It was great. So, bravo. There are some really, really good people in New Orleans, too. But
I'm from New Orleans, so watch what you say about my hometown.
With the exception of you. With the exception of you. Will you watch the NBA All-Star game?
Yeah, probably, just because I want to watch the train wreck. And I'm not going to lie, there I do like a good train wreck.
Are we happy that Donovan Mitchell is...
I need a manual to understand what's going on. Like, it's ridiculous. Just East v. West. Keep it, like, I understand, because the competition is so bad, that's why these leagues are having to do what they're doing. That's why the NFL did what they did to the Pro Bowl. It's why the NBA has done what they've done to All-Star Weekend, because the level of competition isn't great. And the reason the level of competition isn't great is because of all the money these guys are making, and they want to make sure nobody gets hurt.